Hey everyone, I hope you're doing great today and enjoyed these stories. If you want early access to my videos, then make sure you check out my Patreon in the description below, and make sure you check out my podcasts in the description below. I have a quick message before the video starts, so I'd like to share this today. Remember that if you're dealing with your mental health and are having issues with it, or maybe it's a new issue you didn't have before, don't worry, it's completely normal, and there's lots of other people who have the same. Because, for example, you might have been somebody that overcome anxiety before, and either it's come back again, or you might have a new condition like depression, but don't worry, that's completely normal and you can overcome both. So remember to hang in there and make sure you get the help for it, and you will overcome it. So I hope everyone's doing great and enjoys these stories. I'll speak to you all soon. While working as a park ranger for a while, I'd hear stories from some of the other guys about a park ranger who, apparently after passing away, never actually left the forest that he used to patrol. Apparently some nights while some guys were on patrol, they'd see him standing there over the ridge. They'd call out for some of the other rangers, but no one would reply. And apparently once they'd shine their flashlight there, he would be gone. Now, this always creeps me out, but I never really thought too much of it. So during one particular day, I was on a regular patrol, and I just had this strange sense that I had to go for a walk deep into a part of the forest that I'd never actually been to before. Yeah, I was covering this area, but it's somewhere that I'd never actually been to, and I don't know why, I almost seemed to slip into a trance-like state. It was very bright that day, but it almost seemed too bright, like somebody had turned up the contrast. And the ground still looked pretty dark, but anything above it where the light was coming through was honestly blinding. But I loved it. I loved every second of it. This is the best that I'd ever felt while going on a walk before. Honestly, I guess it's kind of what you'd expect to experience if you'd passed away and went to heaven. It was really that nice. Now I kind of zoned out to the different sounds of nature around me, and like I said, I was just in my trance going ahead. I didn't know where I was going, but I just knew that I had to continue. I must have walked for a good 40 minutes or so until eventually I come across this cabin. That's bizarre. It's one I didn't know was there before, but it was probably a ranger station. Again, I had the feeling that I had to go in there. Now I could see from here that this thing was abandoned long ago, but something drew me in, and I just couldn't seem to stop walking. So, I continue, and again, I'm taking in the beautiful scenery around me, and I can't get over quite how beautiful everything is. I stop for a moment and just take in the serenity of the moment. It's so nice, it really feels like I'm in a complete different place. The light is bouncing beautifully off everything, and it's given beautiful tones of green that I've not really seen before off of trees. I eventually make it up to the outside of the cabin, and I can see this thing is completely empty. But curiosity or this strange feeling gets the better of me, and I go in. Now, as I open the door, I'm shocked because there's a ranger sitting there. They're facing away from me. And I say, "Hey, I'm," and I explain my name. "It's nice to meet your fellow ranger here," thinking it's someone I've not met before. But this ranger doesn't turn around. They just continue sitting there facing out the window. I think this is odd, and I go to open another door. Still curious as to what this is, thinking it's a ranger station that I didn't know about before. And again, it's full of different people sitting there, at desks looking like they're working. I think this is really odd, and I turn around, and the second I close the door, immediately everything flashes different. It's completely abandoned and doesn't look new like it did just now. There's no one in here. That ranger that I just said hey to was gone. I immediately open the door, and the other room's empty. Now my fear kicks in like a bullet. And I can't remember how I did it so quick, but I do remember running back the opposite way, now with the cabin long gone. I ran and ran the exact way that I come until eventually I picked up a hiker's pace because of exhaustion. I eventually make it back, and I immediately radio in what happened. And one of the other rangers says, "Yep, sounds like you met him." And they turned off their radio temporarily, switching to a different channel so I can't communicate with them. I still get nightmares about that experience to this day. So I went to visit the Yellowstone National Park last week and decided to take our boat out to the Yellowstone Lake yesterday. This was our 3 day and the last one where we wanted to end our trip on a high. While we were loading up our boat, going down into the launch pod, there were fishermen from Wisconsin catching trout, cutting them up, and then throwing them back into the lake. So basically this is a government job, aka an angler incentive program to manage the fisheries. One could tell how experienced these men were and knowledgeable about that lake just by talking to them and watching them work in rhythm, as they probably had done so for several years. So basically, these guys know their stuff. So a couple of older, bigger guys were kind enough to help us get onto our boat and get it in where we needed. These guys tell us, "Be careful, the water has big swells and it's getting windy." In a side conversation, an angler tells my dad about the bodies still lost on the lake and never recovered, including a couple of park rangers. The angler explains the water is too cold and within 20 minutes hypothermia sets in, so again, he cautions us and we headed out anyway. We didn't make it far. 3 to 5 foot swells actually pushed us back in. It was almost as though the angler was expecting our short return. He helped us guide the boat back into the dock and onto the boat trailer. He just smiles and said, "I'm glad you're back. It's bad weather out there. I felt I had to give you the background so you could see why I'm so curious about these missing people. Bodies in the lake and the park rangers' bodies, all believed to be at the bottom of the Yellowstone Lake. However, I cannot find any information on these missing people and missing rangers." I live in the backwoods of Northern California and had done so for most of my life. Hours north of the Bay Area. So with that being said, I have a million weird or creepy stories, most of which can probably be blamed on wildlife, but not all of them. This would have been about 2 years ago now. I was living in an isolated neighborhood with my parents right at the edge of a thin, dry national forest. Anyway, one night I woke up at about 5 a.m. to the loud sound and purple light of the garbage truck speeding by. After that, I couldn't go to sleep. A few minutes later, I got up and started walking down to the kitchen for a late night snack. Out of boredom and insomnia, I decided to go into the backyard. It's unusually warm, dry night for the season, and it felt nice to be outside. But something caught my attention out of the very corner of my eye. I looked up to see this huge ball of light in the sky, completely still, just a little bit above the neighbor's roof. I stood and stared for about 30 seconds to a minute and ran back inside completely freaked out. I don't know what this could have been. It was completely clear, and in Northern California, which isn't really a place for weather. So I've ruled out a ball of lightning or anything like that, and I'm truly stumped as to what this could have possibly been. One day, when I lived in a house near the woods around 10 a.m, I was sitting on my back porch, and my dogs with me, and all 3 or 4 of my cats. I was home alone and it was a quiet weekday and my neighbor's gone to work. When I was sitting there quietly on the deck, all of my animals started looking around the yard and panicked and started hiding, like they heard something coming. I just sat there looking around and listening to see what they're reacting to. After several seconds, I start to hear a humming sound. Then it seems to come closer and sounds more like a buzzing. By this time, basically all my pets had ran and hid and are nowhere to be found. The sound then moved closer and seemed to be floating in the air, moving at the same time and at the same pace, like a person walking fast. The sound seemed to be steadily moving across my yard, hovering a few feet above my head. As it got closer, the humming and buzzing became more distinct and I could hear voices. It honestly sounded like a big system of voices all talking at the same time. I heard it perfectly clear as it moved overhead past me, and the sound faded as it went into my neighbor's backyard. Thankfully, it doesn't stop or pause. It took several minutes before my pets decided it's safe enough to come back out from hiding. It was just a weird experience, and one that I've never had before. I still feel uneasy thinking about it. And I've never really had a situation like that where my animals have all acted in unison in such a way. So this actually happened to my mum a few months ago in rural Montana. My mum took her dog outside to the potty in the middle of the night. She had a big yard and her dog would go out off the leash. While she waited for her dog, my mum said that she heard a strange whistling. She would have thought it was human, except whatever it was didn't seem to need to breathe. The sounds are continuous. She described it as a combination of every dog whistle you could imagine all at once. She's convinced that some creature was attempting to lure the dog into the wilderness. Luckily, the dog didn't seem to react and returned to doing her business. A few days prior, my mum and stepdad had been rock hounding near their home when they said they saw what appeared to be like a 2-footed dog track going across the road that had an 8-foot stride. She thinks that this might have been the work of a dogman, the cryptid dog that walks up on 2 feet. As a child, she apparently encountered weird things like potentially Bigfoot, and she's terrified of this and believes in the existence of cryptids like this. When I came to visit her this summer, she would not let me take the dog out after dark, and she would not do it either. She was very frantic and emphatically made me promise not to go out after sundown. There were several strange occurrences at her home over that summer that I saw myself. She is still freaking out over this, and she said about some other experiences that she's had that she'd like to shed light on. I'm gonna probably share these in the future. So here's a little less backwards, but certainly more country roads of a paranormal event. Every summer, my family and some close friends of ours would all travel up from Southern California to the eastern Sierra Nevada mountains along the California-Nevada border to the town of Bridgeport. If you've ever been here, it's a super cool area. Big biker route to Rancho Tahoe. Excellent outdoor camping and hiking into Yosemite High Country, rich in wildlife. Crazy old history with native tribes and the gold rush of the West. Has pretty ghost town nearby, and one of my favorites is the world-class trout fishing. Now the town is small, and to be honest, by your typical 20 building Main Street USA to match the feel, all surrounded by rivers, lush meadows with cattle and horse ranches, and absolutely gorgeous wooden snow-capped mountains. We'd often camp up by some lakes. There were actually twin lakes just about 10 miles out, but always made a good point to get to town for dinner at this pizza bar and whatnot. So one night we do this, and afterwards, we're on our way back to the camp at twilight, just light enough to make out the peaks on the horizon but still densely dark with billions of stars out in force. Now this road back to the camping area would zigzag through the square-cut properties of ranch land. It's a narrow two-lane edged by barbed wire with an irrigation channel and minimal streetlights, if any at all. Literally, can only think of one installed by the dude on the ranch there. So we basically drive back to camp having to use our brights due to the dark and making sure to keep an eye out for deer. And when we finally pull into camp, my mum immediately says, "Do you see that kid in the dark swimsuit on the other side of the road?" Perplexed and a little amused, I say, "No, where?" "On the side of the road near the cows. He's shirtless walking along the road." I've been driving behind her and my dad. There is no way I could have missed this had somebody actually been there. Nobody in our car saw him, and my dad said that he actually didn't either when she initially saw him. which not really shocking for my dad though. However, also not shocking would be my mum seeing something paranormal. It always seemed to follow her, and she was dead serious, even describing the colour of the shorts' hairstyle. She said he was walking the same direction that we're travelling, so she couldn't see his face, but he had to be in his 20s. So we half-jokingly jumped to the conclusion that maybe in fact it was a ghost. After all, it was dark and late. Nobody else had seen him, and eventually in the summer in the Sierra, it's actually at a great enough elevation and crazy enough with weather to be able to actually kill the unprepared person. Especially if they're out there in swim trunks. On a clear night in August, I've woken up in the teens for temperature. And the way she was describing this is literally in the middle of nowhere in those fields. It takes us about 20 minutes just to drive at a good speed, let alone walk. But I guess anything's possible. The next morning we get up to learn my idiot friend has basically gone and left the caller out after the rest of us went to bed. And a bear got a buffet out of us, so we decide we'll make the most of it and go back to town for supplies, some further fishing spots, and grab some dinner. This time on the way back to the camp, I'm driving in my front with my parents zigzagging through the fields when all of a sudden, there's a bright set of headlights on me. Looking back, I could tell this had to be some kind of lifted truck. Like maybe a Bronco or something similar rear-ending up my SUV. So close at times that I thought we were actually going to get rammed. I start to speed up a little at first, but this car actually stays straight on top of me. I'm starting to get annoyed and concerned. After all, this is a two-lane road at night that anyone wanting to pass could very easily and safely do so. And there isn't any area you could really pull over without risking going into a ditch and getting stuck. So I continue speeding up, but I'm getting concerned because I know the hills are coming up and there are deer by the thousand in this area, but the car's light keeps pressing. My wife and then girlfriend and friends start getting a little freaked out, as well as thinking about the backwards area that we're in. And this continues through the fields until I get to the final turn before it goes through the woods, and I get a real heavy feeling, almost like a scream in my head telling me slow down. Do so or I'll die, so I start pressing the brakes hard, fully expecting the truck to ram into us. As I do so, we're coming around this corner, and sure enough, there's a pack of six or so deer in the middle of the road. I'm immediately a little shaken up. It's always a little startling when you see animals out of the dark while driving, especially the big ones, and then it dawns on me, I'm not being blinded by anyone and we definitely didn't get hit. I actually look in the mirror, half expecting to see it still there, but it's gone. No dust in the rear brake lights from a vehicle pulling off the road, nothing screaming by us in the other lane, and no road for them to have even turned off onto or whatnot. And then I see my folks come up driving behind us. All of us are dumbfounded trying to figure out what's happened, or where this person went. The deep clear that we're on actually makes the rest of the drive to camp relatively easy, and adrenaline immediately gets me a bit irritated, so I start ranting off about how stupid this person was, and we could have all died. Now, when we get out of the cars, my mum immediately starts giving me the typical parents talk, but I get even more annoyed when she says I'm silly for taking off like that on such a dangerous road in the dark, and how lucky I am to not have got everybody killed and those poor deers and whatnot. I say, well, if that person wasn't riding up behind me, it wouldn't have been an issue. She says, what are you talking about? No one was behind you. Oh, how the tables turned. Luckily, my wife and friends had experienced everything with me, and they start chiming in about the truck. And I start talking about how I finally had enough and listened to my gut and reason deciding on slowing down, as we just come to find out there's actually deers. Now from explaining this, it actually gives my mum chills, and she apologizes to me and told me to be careful next time, but she started laughing and saying how weird the trip's been. I'll give this to my mum. She never did call us crazy for what we experienced in life, which is something I think a lot of parents neglect to do to their kids. It's funny because I've really always heard similar experiences from country towns east, or folklore, or ghost trucks, or whatnot. But now, after experiencing it, my god, is it dangerous, because you'll react as though there's something physically there, though in reality, there might not actually be. I grew up in Orange County, CA, but there were some real wild areas around us, believe it or not. In high school, we went out to this place called Black Star Canyon in Cleveland National Forest. Big, densely wooded area of oak that stretches from OC to San Diego almost to the border, even contains Marine Corps Base Pendleton. Anyways, we had always been told it was haunted while growing up. Turns out, true story was that a tribe was up there that actually got slaughtered in the 1800s by hired fur trappers because they kept stealing the Mexican ranchers' horses for meat. So, we decide that we're gonna go on a night hike to this place, being silly. My friends and I did stuff like this all the time, but I considered myself pretty skeptical, and luckily, most of us are pretty level-headed. This area is actually pretty well known for mountain lions too, so we're all on guard and in agreement to turn around at any sign of one, just even if we're unsure. So, the way the trail works, you park at a forestry gate and start to walk along an old asphalt narrow road that's mostly dirt from when there was sparse houses in the 50s and 60s before the floods actually washed them out and the land was committed to NFS. Eventually, it actually turns to a full hiking trail. Along this road is a line of barbed wire, as well with all kinds of signs warning you not to cross. So here we are, typical idiots, walking a road on a hardly shivered moonlit area at night, with not even our flashlights to add to the flare. So we're not using them at this point, which I don't know why. Well, as we go deeper and deeper in this adventure, and go further down this road, which we'd never been on, mind you, I kept seeing what appears to be a cowboy leaning on the wooden fence posting behind the barbed wire. Just kind of leaning on it distinctly, but not really looking at us too much. I'm taken back because it just doesn't look right. He's just leaning there. It's a silhouette, and I can't really make out much else. I keep telling myself that something here is logical, and that maybe it's just my eyes going weird, but I kept seeing this person every 10 or so posts, but don't say a thing to the guys. We get to a point where we've been walking for over an hour and debate on heading back because of the time, and my friend goes, "Yeah." And I kept thinking I'm seeing a cowboy along the fence. I felt myself drop almost. I couldn't believe it. These were plain wooden fences, maybe a typical 4 feet or so tall, with mostly fields behind them. No way that looked like a person, so I opened up about seeing it also, and we agreed to turn around. Just then, my buddy starts flipping out, ripping his shirt off and screaming about getting stung. We're all kind of confused and look at him like he's crazy, but he insists it's a bee or something. He's been stung. So we turn out the lights and look at his back, and there are three distinct scratch marks from one shoulder diagonal across to his hip, even drawing blood. We were done, needless to say, after that, but made it back to the car without further incident. You can probably argue that the shadows were a coincidence in the dark, but all of us seeing the same thing is really weird. But throwing in the scratch there, which come out of literally nowhere, is really weird. So this happened about 10 years ago. My house is in a pasture about 14 acres across. My dogs are outside, and I was awakened by their barking. I woke up and froze in pure terror. It sounded like something with tremendous power was right over my home. The best way to describe it is like a subwoofer as big as a high school gym, just pulsating out this woo sound. It felt absolutely incredibly powerful. Then, it slowly moved away. I was froze, I didn't even want to look outside, but it left and I went to find my dogs and looked around. Now they were going crazy, so I know it definitely affected them too, and I wasn't alone in hearing it. Never did I see anything which could have caused it, but honestly, this was so powerful, it almost felt as though it could evaporate an entire city. I'm somebody that had been a park ranger for about 4 years, and one of the strangest things that happened to me wasn't actually during my time being on station. It was actually during a vacation that I had. Now, during my vacation, I loved to go up to Alaska. Whenever I had the chance, I'd always love going out there. I mean, truly I was an outdoorsman, so I guess it was kind of second nature for me to be out there, but I also owned a snow cabin out there. Well, I call it as a snow cabin, but I guess it's just a cabin, but you know, Alaska. Now, during one particular trip I went out there, I had a strange feeling that something was gonna happen and I just couldn't shake the feeling. I don't know why. Now, this actually happened before I reached the cabin, and to get to the cabin itself, it was actually quite a trek to be honest. I had to go through the snow for a number of days to actually reach the cabin, but I didn't really have an issue. It was a really remote area and I loved being outside, like I said. Now, when I first made it to the cabin, something just fell off. I couldn't quite describe it, but it was almost like something in the atmosphere was just different. I brushed it aside and had a pretty good day really for the first day. Now, I absolutely loved to do reading and journaling, and actually wrote poems. There was a bench that I loved to go to where I'd just sit and write my poems. I would do this and other activities during the day. Now, one time that I was sitting on the bench, I remembered writing one of my poems and reading it back, and as I looked up, I had a strange feeling that somebody was just over my shoulder. Now, every time I looked there, I couldn't see anyone. I thought maybe something was off and I could have been stalked by an animal or something, so I decided it was best if I just headed back. So I get halfway back and I'm just starting to get out of sight of the bench and I can see somebody sitting there on the bench. I scream out, "Hey, hey," and they don't reply whatsoever. I realise that I should probably go and grab a weapon if this is actually going to go down, so I quickly head back to my cabin. I come back again with my weapon in hand, but unfortunately they're long gone now. Oh god, I knew I should have just went up to them. Now, it could have been an animal, but mind you, why would they have just went to the exact spot that I was sitting in and looked so human-like? That I couldn't describe. Now, that was probably the first strange encounter that I had on this trip that wasn't just my senses, I could actually see something now. Brushing it aside, I thought, maybe just maybe it was an animal, or I could have just been seeing things. You know, once you've been in the snow for too long, just staring at wire everywhere, it kind of messes with your head, but this felt distinctly different. And also, I've never experienced anything like it before, so this was definitely odd. So anyway, I put it aside and go to sleep. Now, I'm awoken in the night by some kind of strange call outside. It sounds like somebody trying to make the sound of an animal but not really pulling it off properly. It's quite hard to describe. I quickly get up out of bed and open the door which leads to kind of my living space, I guess you could call it, for the main part of the cabin. Now, I stop to remain silent for a few seconds, but I can't hear this thing again. Now, once again, I think maybe, just maybe, it's my imagination, but I'm not too sure. So I decide to make sure that I have my weapon at hand, and I made sure that I closed the blinds this time, because I stupidly left them open before, thinking the light would be a nice way to wake up naturally. But now I realize it's probably a stupid idea. But this sound is weird. It doesn't really sound like an animal that I know, but it's hard to put my finger on. So anyway, we go a few more days without anything happening, and again, I'm really enjoying myself now. I'm having a really good time and I slowly go over to one area that I love to go to. Now, this takes about a half hour hike away from the cabin, and this place is just beautiful. It's off on a little hill, but the trees here are absolutely stunning and it's somewhere that I absolutely love to go to. Now, on the trek over there, I realize again that something just feels off, but again, I can't describe it. I don't know why, this feeling keeps on coming randomly, almost like I'm at a heightened sense of danger, almost like I'm psychic to something that's gonna go wrong that hasn't just yet. But alas, I continue and eventually get to my spot. Now, this is a great spot. I absolutely love to do my writing here. I'm basically just doing some journaling, and I've decided to write down some of the previous events, but not really detailing them too much. Because I think, well, I don't want to end up on one of those late night shows about serial killers and they're reading my diaries. Now, wouldn't that be funny if that had actually happened? So anyway, as I'm sitting there, I realize that my coffee's running low, and I go to get some more out of my thermal thing. As I turn around, I realize now that there seems to be some kind of footsteps, which aren't my own, which is really weird because I know for a fact that it was only fresh snow that had led up to this point, and they certainly weren't my footprints. They kind of half look like animal prints, but not really. It almost looks like somebody's wore animal shoes, trying to pull like one of them Sasquatch pranks on people, but a little different. Now, the shoe marks are actually quite big. Now, I have a size 10 feet in US, so I guess this was probably roughly what you call an average American shoe size, but these were kind of animal shaped. It's almost like they've got little hoof markings, but they're not exactly hoofs, so this is really weird. Now my fears come back again, and I decide that I should go, especially because I can truly get lost while journaling, and I don't want to be in that vulnerable state while there's something around that I'm not completely in control of. Because as a ranger, you get taught to be in control of your environment at all times if possible, and I certainly wasn't now. I then start the hike back again, and again, I can't shake this feeling that something's off. Though only this time I have something to follow once more. It's not just my senses, I can actually visually see the tracks in the snow. Now, what's odd is they don't stop where I thought they would. I thought maybe they would just go off into the woods and it was some kind of animal, but no. These seem to have followed me the whole way. I mean, literally, I get all the way up to the door of the cabin and it's virtually like they've been there the whole time. I decide that maybe, just maybe, it was something I had done and I hadn't really realized at the time. But again, this is really odd to be honest, and I can't really put my finger on what this could have been. I'm starting to get a little paranoid now, and I'm convinced that there's some kind of animal that's following me. Oh god, nice. Now, this is something to be concerned about. There may have been an animal around my cabin that I wasn't aware of. But it's really odd for it to follow people because usually animals won't be predatory, and especially for someone of my size, that seems very unlikely. Now, another week goes by, and surprisingly, nothing happened, and I basically completely forgot about the previous events. So basically, I was on one of my last days in the cabin, and I was kind of definitely looking forward to getting back while simultaneously knowing I was going to miss the place. There's something about being out there on your own which is really nice, but to be honest, after a while, the loneliness kind of becomes a problem, and your body or brain, I guess, tells you it's time to head back, and that was happening for me. So I decided once more to return to the same spot where I'd been journaling before, and I'd seemingly been followed. Now, as I set out walking, I realize what's really strange today is there seems to be a dog. It kind of looks more like a wolf, but it's quite hard to say at this point because it's just out of sight. But god, I think this is really strange because I've never seen any out here before, and it would be rare to see one on its own like that. I realize that it's probably not a good idea to head out now just in case there's more, and god, that makes sense. They were probably hunting me earlier in the week, and that was letting my primitive senses take over. I realize now that I should quickly head back, and that's what I do. To be honest, the rest of that day was pretty boring. I basically just packed up my things, had some more coffee, and just reminisced a bit as my time of working as a ranger and for some other things in my previous life. Now I feel pretty tired and I settle in for the final night. Now before I tuck myself in, I quickly do a scan of the perimeter of the cabin. Nothing seems odd. Everything's normal, and luckily there's some fresh snow so I can actually see around quite a good way and know that there's nothing really following me, so no wolves for now. So with that, I go to bed. Now, I must have fell asleep for only about 20 minutes because there's some kind of weight on the edge of my bed. I think it's nothing and just presumed it's some kind of vertigo due to being tired and in a lucid state, but I realize now that it's not. Wondering what it is, I start to move and then, in my ear, I hear, "I know you're sleeping." It takes a second for my brain to lag into life and suddenly I realize that that's odd. I definitely didn't imagine that. I quickly bolt up and try and hit the lights but miss it, and I can hear something sprinting away. There are footsteps just going outside. I can just about see through my blurry eyes that somebody's just ran through the door. I can't make out much, but it's a tall figure, seemingly inky black. I quickly slam the door shut and grab my gun. I fling on all the lights and I'm slowly waking up, trying to comprehend what's just happened. I realize my feet are wet as I realize that there's some snow tracks from somebody's shoes, obviously, which have been in my cabin. That thing was real. That did just happen. So angry and scared at what just happened, I bust the door open and scream out, "Hey, whoever done that, you better come back here now." I then fire my gun into the air just to scare whoever's around and I scream out, which I probably shouldn't have, "You'll be next." I look around and I can't see anything. I take a few seconds and calm down a bit and realize that I can probably use the snow to my advantage. I quickly do a circle of the perimeter, but there's no footsteps. Literally only my own that I've just made. How could this be? Someone was just here a second ago. I come outside again and I finally find some tracks. "You're gonna get it now," I scream, still in rage. I follow these tracks for probably a good 20 feet until suddenly, they just stop. Literally, I have no idea where the tracks went off to, and that was enough for me. I sprint back into the cabin and I gather up all of my things and I set out in the darkness with my gun at hand and my finger constantly on the trigger. I go in the opposite direction, which is basically the long way around from where I've seen the tracks, certain that no one's been there because there's no footprints. I'm still trying to calm down and make sense of what happened, and for the next 4 hours I trek on and eventually make it to an area that I can stop. I ended up putting up my tent and sleeping here for a little while, and then as the day breaks I make my way back to where I can get home. I never went camping out there again or back to the cabin. I eventually sold the cabin after a couple of years of not using it, and I've been left with more questions than answers, and they're ones I don't think I can answer or ever will. Hey everyone, I hope you're all doing great today and enjoyed these stories. If you want early access to my videos, then make sure you check out my Patreon and make sure you check out my podcast in the description. I hope you're all doing great and I'll speak to you all soon.